starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Brings you Two-Gun Marshall, enemy of the lawless.
Jeff.
Robin Hood of the Far West.
Turn that down.
He got me, Sal. But don't let
Jeff,
him get to
turn
rain.
It down.
Ride it down. Never mind me. Get the marshal.
Sal, now there'll be no more radio.
Gee, Gramps, what?
Look, I told you to turn it down. You didn't pay no attention.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That confounded thing has been busting my eardrums out. Now, from now on, we're going to have a little peace and quiet.
But, Gramps...
Don't give me any argument. Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. Come on, Lassie. What's going on? It? What happened?
Huh?
You heard me. What's Jeff going to bed at 7 o'clock for?
Well, how should I know?
And who pulled out that plug?
I did. That confounded thing is making me deaf. He ought to know there's somebody else living in this house besides him.
And you ought to know that he's a child and you're an adult.
Huh?
Now, just an hour ago, you gave him a bat that you spent the whole afternoon making. You can't give with one hand and take away with the other. It's confusing to a child.
What are you talking about?
You know perfectly well what I'm talking about. Jeff blasts this radio every night of the week. Why just tonight should you pull out the plug?
Well,
I know, but Jeff doesn't. When you're young and healthy, you can't understand how a sore back can make an older person... testy and irritable.
What do you want me to do? Get down on my hands and knees and apologize?
No, of course not. But he deserves an explanation. Children are also people. Now, he has a right to know why you did what you did, especially since he worships you so.
Well, you tell him.
Oh, I certainly will not. You started this? You're going to finish it. Think it over.
Going to bed kind of early, ain't you?
Kind of.
A little earlier than usual?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
That's all right. Yeah, I'll take it.
Thanks.
I thought maybe you'd like to varnish the bat tonight.
I'm sort of tired.
I could go to the barn and get the varnish.
Is it all right if I do it tomorrow?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I just thought maybe you'd like to do it tonight.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Well?
Well, what?
Nothing to report?
Jeff's gone to bed.
I knew that.
What do people see in those consigned noisemakers? What good's a radio? I never had a radio when I was a boy. I got along all right.
You were a boy in the 19th century.
And what's wrong with the 19th century?
Nothing. When you left there, you got a one-way ticket.
He's old enough to understand the man's got to have a little peace and quiet once in a while.
Now, you said that once before.
Yeah, and I'll say it again if I want to. He's got no reason to be mad at me.
Well, he's got no reason, and I'm sure he'll get over it.
What do you want to bet? I can make him get over it tomorrow.
You probably can.
They know probably about it.
Where are you going now?
I'm going out. I'll take the car, too. I'll be back in about an hour.
Well, where are you going?
I got something to do, and I'm going to do it.
Jeff, your grandfather's calling you.
I'm in here!
Come on out the barn. I got something to show you.
Jeff, hurry along. Your gramps wants you.
What you gonna name him? Golly?
You mean he's mine?
Well, if you want him.
Oh, golly! You're beautiful. Just beautiful.
But you're the most wonderful colt in the state. Maybe even in the country. But you're the most wonderful colt in the whole world. Pretty soon you'll get bigger. Then I'll be able to ride you and we'll go all over together. You're the best thing I ever had in my whole life. And you know what? I'm gonna call you Domino. Beautiful. Just beautiful. I thought of a lot of names, like Blaze and Brownie, and then I thought of Domino. Do you like Domino for a name, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Honest, though, Mom, don't you think Domino's terrific?
Well, for the 124th time, yes, I think he's terrific.
I'm going to enter him in the county fair.
Jeff, did you feed Lassie?
Gosh, no, I forgot. I'll do it right now. Mom, how old's a racehorse?
Well, that's sort of like asking how high is up.
Well, I mean, when can I race Domino?
Oh, I don't know. 2 years, I guess.
2 years? Oh, Mom, I can't wait that long. Do you think maybe if I fed him a lot, I could race him in 1 year?
2 years pass pretty quickly, even for an impatient little boy.
It'll take you 2 years to grow up to be a big racehorse, but maybe if you eat a lot, you'll grow up real fast. All right, come on, now eat a little more. That's a fella. Now, how about some water? You gotta drink a lot of water. It's good for you.
Hi, Lassie, old girl. Well, where's your partner? Left you alone for a while, huh? What are you trying to do? Hold up the U.S. mail?
Here, just one. I guess Uncle Sam won't mind.
Hi, Mr. Selsby.
Hi, Jeff. Parcel post for your ma.
Well, leave it there and come on over. I gotta show you something terrific.
I always like to look at something terrific.
Especially if it's a colt.
How did you know?
Well, you gotta get up mighty early to keep any secrets from the U.S. mail.
Isn't he terrific?
Not bad. Nice head. Good conformation.
Could be another man of war.
Oh, no, he's not gonna be an army horse. He's gonna be a racehorse. Isn't he terrific?
Not bad. Nice head. Good conformation.
Could be another man of war.
Oh, no, he's not gonna be an army horse. He's gonna be a racehorse.
right, Domino. It's okay.
Jeff, honey, you interrupted your grandfather.
I'm sorry, Gramps.
That's all right. I was just telling your mother my rheumatiz is the best weatherman there is. Say, wait a minute. That's a poem. My rheumatiz is the best weatherman there is.
Mom, have you seen Lassie?
No, why?
Well, I was fixing her supper, and I got it fixed, and now I can't find her.
Well, come to recollect, I don't think I've seen her myself all day.
Did you look in the barn?
She wouldn't be in the barn.
Why not?
She just wouldn't.
Well, you better go look anyway, and put on a jacket, honey. It's cold outside.
Okay.
You know, I'll bet that's the first time he's thought of that dog since he got the colt.
Lassie? It's all right, Domino. She could be, Mama.
I don't know, darling.
She's never gone away before.
Maybe she never had a reason to before. Sit down. Do you remember when we first got Lassie and Gramps told us that the Lord makes animals just the same as he does human beings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, animals have feelings, too.
Well, I don't know what you mean, Mom.
Well, I'm not sure, darling, but I think you've hurt Lassie's feelings. You've neglected her ever since you got the colt. Twice you've forgotten to feed her. And something must have happened in the barn because you were so sure that she wouldn't be there.
Well, Lassie frightened Domino, and I told her to get out and never to come in the barn again.
How would you feel if I told you to get out of the house and never come back again?
Well, I think that you didn't love me anymore. Oh, no. Lassie doesn't think that, does she, Mom?
I'm afraid so, darling.
Well, couldn't she have gone down to the Cary Farm or down to the lake for a drink? She sometimes goes down there without me.
Maybe she did. You better get some sleep, darling, and I'm sure she'll be back in the morning.
Okay. Good night, Mom. Gosh, I feel awful.
Having trouble getting to sleep, son? Now, you mustn't blame yourself too much for Lassie's running away. You made a mistake, but making mistakes is a part of growing up. If it's a very necessary part.
But what if she doesn't come back ever?
Well, now, it doesn't help to suppose an unhappy thing. Why don't you just suppose it that she'll be here in the morning?
I guess I'm not very good at supposing things I don't really believe.
Try to get some sleep. Keep covered up because it's cold outside.
Thank you.
it, girl? What is it?
Gone where? It's after 3 a.m.
Well, his pajamas are here, so he must have dressed and gone out. The window's wide open.
Now, listen, don't get yourself all upset now.
Oh, it's my fault. I had a long talk with him about Lassie, and he must have gone out to look for it. All alone.
Look, Lassie's here.
And Jeff's gone. That's what worries me.
Now, listen, stop borrowing trouble, will you? I'll go and get some clothes on. We'll find Jeff. Don't worry about it. Come on, Lassie. We'll find him.
Boy's pretty tough these days.
He'll be all right.
Sure. He's got a bad cold, but a couple of days in bed will clear that up. If it'd been you or me, we'd have pneumonia.
Well, thanks very much, Doctor.
I'll give you some medicine. Keep him off that ankle for a few days. And the next time you want to go for a swim, Jeff, try it on a hot summer day.
I will.
Excuse me, Dad.
I just sound like an old bullfrog. I guess you'll forgive me for being such a dope, but it wasn't Domino's fault. I just wanted you two to be friends. Okay, Lassie?
It'll be too darn quiet in here with you in bed. I thought maybe you'd like to make some noise on this consign thing.
Hey,
Gramps,
thanks.
Stop talking. Your voice gives me the willies.
And when the makers of Dandy Candy...
Hey, you excuse me. I've got some chores to do.
In the adventures of Speed Kelly, jet pilot.